And the ultimate thing, or is Sipsi Das. But no Shaboilam other Mishra Zov because of Avon and Toy my goals called Klicham Shaboilam. The Toyba Vidas ain't loy. Mak Kni Yeshlo. So if a person, if he doesn't have Toyba Vidas in it, he has nothing. Misla Amrit, people say a marshal, there Kaniso Machasarta Dehasata Makanisa. Without Das, everything else is worthless. Then Chazal, then he goes back again and doubles over the marshal. Yesov Hakurla Vinit Vasilamishan Zov. Ado dechsev bezois hatruma. Rav Pninim is unit vassal shal nesiim. Dechsev anesiim eviu. So the Klai Yisrael brought zohav. The nesiim brought pninim. Ochli yaka sifsidas lefisha yisa nafshe shal Moshe agumalav. Moshe was very upset. Vama he said akoy levin et vassal mishkan vani lo yevesi. Omla kadosh baruch hu chayecha shedibur chachov vala yosim nakoyl. That the dibur to you is more important, is more chaviv to me than the rest of it. Shemikulon lekara dibur el lemoisha veyikal moisha. So Chazal say that the pashut pshat is the dibur means HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe. Some mefarshim learn it means Moshe Rabbeinu being mitzav Klal Yisrael. But Kapanim HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that everybody else, this person bought zov, this person bought diamonds, but speaking, I'll speak to you. So Lemaisa, I mean, what's the tzad hashava? They brought all sorts of things. Moshe Rabbeinu Sahakol either gave dibur, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. It also seems to be a hemshech of the first one. It's one piska. Reb Tanchumas explains the Chazal the way it is, that a person has zov and lichemda, v'teiva v'das einboy maknir yeshloi. Without das, there's no kinyan, and it's specifically on the word kinyan. Misla amr das kanisa machasarta. That same inyan repeats itself around about Moshe Rabbeinu. So let's try to understand what is the marshal to Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, what exactly was Moshe's chelik in the Mishkan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him shedibur chachov la yesem in akoil, and so on. In the parasha itself, it says, Dabal bnei Yisrael v'amar taleim odom ki yakim mikem korban l'Hashem. So, first thing is, we would normally expect a parasha to start out with the chayv. And when we start out halachas, the first thing you learn what you're mechuyev to do, and then you learn the extra credit, the lifnei mishur hadin. Nobody starts out an inyan with lifnei mishur hadin and then goes on to the din. Rashi says, and it's the Gemara, that Odom kiyakir mikem, what's the pshat, why does it say kiyakir mikem? Kishiyakir bikorbonis nedova diba inyan. The pasuk's talking about korbonis nedova. L'chur to say there's the opposite. We we're talking about oilas nedova. When a person is learning hilchos korbonis, you should learn the korbonis that you have to bring and the korbonis that you may bring. Why would you start out with nedova first? The next thing is, the first halacha that we learn is Adam ki yakiv mikem. So the halacha is that it has to be yours. It can't be stolen, gzeilas pasul. Rashi brings, and again, it's the Chazal over here, that Adam, lama nema Adam, kishakir konus, Adam, lama nema ma Adam arishon lehikir min ha-gezel, shakol ha-yishaloi, af atem le takriv min ha-gezel. So we can't even wait for the word mikem. L'chura, if we're setting up the halachas in a logical way, so the first halacha would be what a karbon is. A karbon has to be a zacha, it has to be this, it has to be that. And then we list the psulim, gezel, nevad, nirva. All the other psulim are listed later. The only thing we start with the karbon by saying not, it has to be lachem. It has to be mikem. I mean, it's almost as if this psul is the most important halach of it. The most important halach is that what it is. It should be a sheep. It should be a par. It should be what a zohar and a cave or whatever it is. And yet, the first halach is the gneva, the gzela aspect. And it seems so important that not only is it a protistic halach. If this kiyakiv mikem, it would sound like a protistic halach, but rather it's Adam, the person that we're addressing to Ramatayim, Odom Kiak Mikem Korban, the first thing it says is Odom and not Nigzel. It's very, very strange that, I mean, what's the point? Wait two more words and you'll learn from the word Mikem, with naturally there. Vaisleis, it's the pshat that it's Ki'ilu, that's the Nekudas Aleph of Korbanis. And we have to understand where that is, why that is like that. You find Bechlal, that the Metzias of Korbanis as being Nedava, even it stretches out in different places. The Moshel, it says by a Oila is like a Doirin, Lemelech. It's like you're sending a present to a king, that when you bring on a Chet, the Chatos is the Etzem Kapara, and the Oila is a Doirin to the Melech. The musig of it being nedava is even those korbanis that are even those korbanis that are chayva, there's the element of doirin to melech. Moshav is standing to a melech a doirin. Even from the fact that Chazal did not, even the fact that the psukim all speak about lomli reiv zivchechem, the mashmos is that it's extra credit. It's not something, there's no pasuk about tefillin or Shabbos. What's the use of keeping tefillin Shabbos if you're torturing poor people? It says it only on karbanis. Mashmos kilu karbanis are something that are extra. And we have to understand what the pshat is over here. So when misamik ne'inyev karban, there's another nekud about karbanis that is different other mitzvahs, very different other mitzvahs. In all other mitzvahs, kavanis, tamachleikis, whether mitzvah shichas kavanis, mitzvah etzios kavanis, even if it's ma'akiv, it's only a minimal amount of kavanah. There is no specific din there's no hisaskus in Chazal on the kavanis. Kavanis is different. The Gemara, the Rishalmi says minayin lemisasik bizvachim, that it's possible. Because it says l'tzoynchem tizvachu, it has to be l'tzoynchem dafka. L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nikrav. L'shmoy and shaloy l'shmoy apostle, depending on which type of carbon, depending what type of l'shmoy. The whole area of kavana, machshava, rotzen, in a get there's a halacha of kreif mas hashem roitzani, and a karbonis is in of kreif mas hashem roitzani, because there's an inyan of lishma in over there. Of all the mitzvahs as a group, the one where kavana seems to be most significant is in karbonis. Machshava is peiselas, machshava sheina peiselas, and so on. All of those inyanim seem to be specific to kachem. Kachem is the more important marker. Even though in other mitzvahs, you find probably only two places where there's b'chal mentioned kavanas as some sort of form being mechavin, and it's also the mitzvah. As long as a person is mechavin that you're doing it as a mitzvah, that's a good enough kavana. Here we darshan that it has to be done with kavanas and so on and so forth. That's part of the ikadin. Let's try to understand something about the element of kavani and karbanis. Let's try to understand a little bit about karbanis. There's a gemara that says gemara in Moed Katan that Reb Chiya, the Reb Chiya used to be osik in learning, and the Malach HaMavis could not kill him. His name is Abchir. And so what he did was knock on his door as a poor man, and he asked for a piece of bread. So Abchir gave it to him. So he told Abchir, if you just like you had Rachmanis on me as a pauper, and you gave me a piece of bread, so have Rachmanis and give me your life. I need your life. And Abchir gave it to him. So Chaim Shlomitz used to mention a lot of times. It's merab sinigra. It's like somebody comes and asks for a donation of $10 for his maisi. Say, fine, here's $10. So listen, if you gave $10, you might as well give $100,000. I mean, what's the management of Sinai? You gave here $10. $10 you're willing to lose. What's the pshat of giving $100,000 if you gave $10? I mean, he asked him for a piece of bread. So give him a piece of bread. She said, no. If you give him a piece of bread, you can give me your life. What I mean, what's the, what are the words? What's the tain over there? We've said over the Maral, when he speaks about the Tzuras Adam, so he speaks about the neshama, the different chelkim, the seichel, the nafshi, the guf, and the Maral always adds that there's one more chelik Adam, and that's the chelik of kinyanim. Kinyanim are the ability of a person to take his to incorporate something in his metzias. It means the reason why a person is a kinyan means that something becomes mitzurif to my mitzias. I mean, we don't think about it enough that the musig of having Ruvain's chair, the fact that the chair has on itself the shem of Ruvain is a chiddush. The fact that a person, just like a person can be Peiris Talisoi, and his wife is called his, it's a kinyan, it's ishtoi, a person can be koine kinyanim in the world, and chafetzim become his. His name is nikra and his chafetzim. That is a chiddush. It's a chiddush that my tsura spreads out over that inyan. That's the chiddush of kinyanim. So just like a person has a neshama, that's him, the neshama has a guf, that also becomes a chelek of himself, his kinyonim become a chelek of himself also. And that's what also the kinyon is. And we understand more than that, every kinyon bederkal is nikne because a person gave part of his metzias, a mashal. A person worked his field and it grew corn. So there the person put his some of his self into the field, he worked it and so on. That person invested a chelak of himself, and b'meila everything that comes out of it has in itself a nekud of his neshama. We spoke once about Yaakov Avinu. We explained it says that he went back for pachim ktanim. It says because the pachim ktanim are the chaviv mamayin shal tzadikim is chavivim aleihem kigufam. And it's madna. It's not some midah ra, somebody who likes money a lot and is very stingy with it. The teretz is, if it says, why is it chav aleihem? Because the nizer from gzela. If a person doesn't have a problem taking other money, gzela the money, then the money is just money, and b'meila it's a midah grua if the person is makbid on it. If the person doesn't take anything that's not gezela, like Yaakov Avinu said, that I worked for you in Chayrev and in Mutter, and every single fiber of my body went into those tzoyin, so then every tzoyin is a piece of Yaakov Avinu. If Yaakov Avinu had to spend a minute of his life taking care of that tzoyin, then that tzoyin, that seh has a minute of Yaakov Avinu's life in him. It has part of his chiyus. So tzaddikim that are nizer from gezel, mamayim is chav aleihem because mamayim is themselves. It's a conversion of themselves into something else. They gave a piece of their life and mind and work to produce this, and they have a piece of self in that. That is the maila of the yachas of tzaddikim to mamayim because a kinyan is a chelik of yourself. The bad side of it, the flip side of it is, if a person is not, it says by Yaakov Avinu that Yaakov Avinu's midah was leroy kerem yomov, and Yaakov Avinu's midah was chaviva mamayim aleihem. If a person has things that are not his, then be'etzem, if he didn't put himself into it, then it's not part of his chiyus. Just like carry is something which is minutic from his chiyus, it's something that went off to a side. So then the mail of the mamayin is not chaviv. I wasted. If a person can waste an hour or two or three or ten, so then if he happened to work and produce something, it's also not his. But a person that every minute is a piece of self, or it's enough time that the person feels it's himself, then whatever he produces in that time carries his chiyus in it. And the mail of Reb Chaim said, that was where Reb Chaim more or less explained that Chazal, that Reb Chiya was kol kulei, every second of Reb Chiya was Kaddish. There was no, there wasn't anything loose in Reb Chaim. If he gave a piece of lechem to the ani, so a piece of himself was in the ani. There was an akuda of his metzias in that lechem. By taking the time to get up, he had to earn the money for that lechem. He had to buy the lechem and spend the time giving it to ani. So he gave him 1/1000th of his chias. So the etzem metzias that he was giving him was chias. It was a piece. Reb Chiya was willing to part with a piece of chias, and what's the difference? 1 minute of chias or 100 years of chias? Chias is the same. Each piece of chias is nitz chias. So when the malach Amavis took the piece of bread, he said, if chesed is mechayev giving chias, then now there's a chesed for more chias. That was the tzusha of the two inyanim. Reb Chaim's lashon was he used to put his life into that piece of bread, and b'meila, what's the difference how he's giving his life? That was the lashon used. In Tzina Lemeidim, that in kinyanim, the way the Torah describes kinyanim, there's a chelak of atmis of a person in that kinyan, and b'meila there's a new parasha of matana. Matana means a person gives his metzias in that thing. A person gives away his own mitzvahs in the chayfetz. That's the musig of matana. Now, that quality, where a person is giving a chelik of his mitzvahs, of his kinyanim, depends on a few things. First of all, if the person is not koshet to gzela, if the person's mitzvahs includes gzela, so it doesn't have the quality. What do you mean, I'm giving you this loaf of bread, it has my life in it. It doesn't have your life in it. Maybe you happen to work for this, but you have plenty of bread in your house and somebody else's bread. So mechatesi, you're giving me yourself in it. So one criteria is that the thing itself can't be of a gezel. The second criteria is, what am I putting into it? For instance, if I have a chafes that's mine and I exchange it, I give the person a loaf of bread and he gives me back a cheese. So the pshat is, my chias got transferred to the cheese. It has nothing to do, it didn't stay in the loaf of bread, I exchange it. So mechira, mekach memka doesn't have that quality because it's simply an exchange. It's like I'm being paid the kedusha. I'm exchanging on something else. It doesn't have that quality. Let's take another case. A person can be miyayish or mechefetz. A person can be mafke chefetz. A mafke chayfetz. So then whoever picks it up is not taking anything of mine. If I'm miyayish from a chayfetz, I don't have any of self in the chayfetz. And that's why the Torah says that it's mutter to take it after yush, because the person cut himself off from the chayfetz. So if a person takes his das off a chayfetz, there's no more self in the chayfetz. So we have a second criteria. The person's das has to be on the chayfetz, in the chayfetz. That is his kesher with the chayfetz. That he's conscious and aware of it as being part of his mitzias. If the person is mafkir, the person is misyayish, even stronger than that. Yish means I've cut my das off it. I love adaita. I'm not anymore part of it. That is the hechatimtzis. That a person can be masalik himself from his kinyanim and not put himself into a kinyan. So when a person gives a matzah, so in Torah, karbanis is a whole new world. It's not the pshat, karbanis is not the pshat, another maisa mitzvah. The teichen of karbanis is bechlal, a different surah. It just like we said, this Torah, there's avodah gemilas chasadim. A karbanis is avodah. It doesn't interact with other mitzvahs. It has a different mahalach. Karbonis is the maisa nesina klape mala. I could just like, so let's go down into, let's first take it in our level. When a person gives a matana to somebody else, what makes the matana chashuv, is that what makes the nesina chashuv, is that there's a piece of self in that. that the person gave some of his chiyus in the chayfetz. When a person gives a matana to somebody. So the element that this person needed a watch, and I gave him a watch, so that's chesed. It's kind of, I was memala his chesar. Fine, that's one nikud of it. The second nikud was, it was difficult for me. I had a yitzahara, I didn't want to part from the watch. Fine, that's a darg in lefum tzayra agra of chesed. But the real nikud in the matana is that I have myself in it. This is a piece of me. And I gave it to you because just like the difference in an ani, when I do a chesed and ani, I'm not giving the bread to the ani because I want the ani to have a piece of myself. Normal people don't do that. That's not the mouth. The halach is, he needs it. I could stand the loss of a bread. Let him take it. But the mahalach of a matana is when a chosin gives a kala matana, and it's a parsha in Torah, the matanas. Matanas, chosin, kala are sifloines. It's a chelak of Torah. Is because the person wants to give something of me to that person. That when that person has my matana, that person has something of myself in his vishus. Just like a bris is a joining of two people's metzias in one chayfetz, there's a certain element of a transition of my chiyas to your metzias that's inherent in matana. That is the teichen of matana when it's a matana. That depends a lot on das. It says l'moshel, there's a gemara in Kedushin by Kibbur Av that yesh meichlas over pisyonis over yerish gehenim. I think it says as somebody can feed his father pheasants, which was expensive food, and still get gehenim. What was the maisa? Somebody once gave his father pisyonis, and the father said something. He said, you know, shut up, old man. In other words, basically what he conveyed was that in that matana, I'm not giving any of myself in that matana. I decided, I have rachmanis on you because you're an old person. I owe it to you maybe, and I have no brayer, so I'll give it to you. But there was no, I wasn't giving over any chelik of myself in that matana. So matana is a chetimtze. Matana is a metzias where not only we can rearrange, it's not a chesed project, but we can arrange different chasarim. Two wealthy people can give matanas also to each other. And the matanas given are that the pshat is, I give a part of myself in this chayfetz to the other person. That is the matana quality in Bein Adam Chaverin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chetimtze that same metzias should be shayach klapa maila as well. And just like klape mata, matana creates a chibur that midas adin doesn't. In other words, if I owe you something, I bought something from you and I have to pay you for it. You did me a favor, I'm doing you a favor. Wherever there's an element of exchange, you don't have it. So anything that's titled klape shmaya, choiv, chiyuvim, doesn't carry the quality of nesina to it. Because, like we gave the mashal before, if I exchange a loaf of bread for a cheese, I just transferred my chiyus to the cheese. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me, I owe him certain things. So, fine, it's a trade-off. My chiyuvim are a trade-off. They're not giving anything. A matana means I give myself within something to the other. So, klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the parasha of Karbonis, the parasha of Kirva HaKadosh Baruch Hu is karbanis. It's giving something kaviyot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the primary vehicle of karbanis, the primary expression of karbanis is nedava dafka. Because that's the metzias of karbanis. We're giving something HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a echetimtze where I can give certain things, and the kesher of nesina, of matana, is inherent in these things. That is the mahalach of karbanis klapim malo. It's matana, and that's why it starts with nedava, because nedava is the atzmius of karban. Even when it's a choiv, it has a certain tzura of a doirin. I mean, Chazal say doirin even when it's a choiv. When you have a chatas and an oila, it's a mushal with a melech, which comes first, which comes second. Those are all, the karbanis be'etzim are a tzura of nesina. We're giving takash brach. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up a structure for us, and that's chayva. Sometimes it's completely nedava. But both of them need to have that quality. So it's mechayev a few things. First of all, kavana becomes the etzem chayvitz. If a person, it's like I always say, if a person comes and fixes my sink, and his kavana is to make a few dollars on it, beseda, it's not a problem. I need my sink fixed. He needs a few dollars. We exchange it. There's nothing wrong with it. If a person gives me a matana, so-called, and he wants a favor from me, that's very irksome. Because in Hilchas Matana, the etzem mitzias is that you're giving a piece of yourself with it. If you're taking with it, then it becomes a hefek of matana. The Ramban says, the very famous Ramban, Chinuch, they all say that karbonis is, I'm supposed to feel ke'ilu, I'm being burnt on the mizbeach, I'm being shechted and so on. And people usually take it on a very, on a low level. In other words, they look at it and it looks, oh, so terrible, so bloody, so burning, so this. I wouldn't want this to happen to me. That's the pashta, even that people look at it. They mean there's something a lot finer than that. Korban, at the end of the day, is a ha'alah l'mayla. It's a tzura of being, refining something in a way that it's shayach to go al yoinim. The reach nichayach that comes out of it goes to al yoinim. In other words, the maisa akrava to the bal chai is taking out what could be its chiyus and sending it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, the dam is the ikavayit is bedam, because dam is the chiyus of the animal, and that's the zrika and all the, or that's the crucial avodah. And then the akhtara is a halah of the reyach, which is the only thing that shayach tol yoinim, tol yoinim. So be'etzem, every carbon is a giving of the chiyus of the balchai tol yoinim. Without das and without kavana, then the pshat is, then it's meaningless. And that's why all the psukim are so fiery about karbonis, when the karbonis are in sharp disparity to what's going on really. The pasuk is telling me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs fat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs animals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even need the nefesh, the animal. The only thing that's chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chiyus of the person that's being nis'ala through it. And if there's no chiyus to being nis'ala, then the thing is adab, it's a travesty. When a person does it, when a person puts on tefillin, more kavana, less kavana, it's chayv, it's chiyuv, it belongs to the world of chiyuvim, it creates a certain tikkun, it does what it's supposed to do. Kavana, minimal, is I'm doing it because I'm supposed to do it and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do it. Fine, that's good kavana. Versus yaitzah. It can enhance it by understanding it, by knowing it, by being mis'amiknit. That's gevaldik. But it's not the etzem meisah. It's like the plumber coming and fixing something. Better kavana, obviously, if he's a good mood, he's nice, he feels he's doing a great job, great. But if not, if he did what he's supposed to do, the way he's supposed to do it minimally, it's good enough. In a matana, if there's no chiyus of the person, if there's no atzmi as the person in it, then it's worthless as a matana. Then it's all kemat kfira. I mean, to take a big fat steak and put up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, this is what you need, this is what you want, it's mamash hefach the matana. Then, without, that's why of all the mitzvahs, kavana is shayach be'ikah to karbanis. That's where you have the world of kavanas. So let's go back to the shayos we had raised. The parasha of kavanas is a new sefer. It's a whole new mahalach. It's a mahalach of those inyanim that are all inyanim of that belong to the world mesina. There's a lach l'mashe. You can't bring things that are from chayv. You can't bring things that are chayv on you from ma'aseh money, from staka. All of mitzvahs belong to the world of chayv, so things that you're obligated to do. The world of karbanis is the inyan of nesina and the bria has a makom lamala also. Just like in tachtonim, nesina is a bond between two people. It's a mini bris because it's shayach to a piece of chiyus of the person giving lies in it. And that's given to the other person, so I always have his chiyus in my nechassim. His chiyus becomes part of my chiyus, and that's the bonding process of matana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that same gift klapei al-yoinim also. And that's the parsha of Karbonis. So the primary carbon is nedava. Gzela is not only a pshat a psul like nevad or nirva or balmum. Gezel is the etzem mitzias of a carbon, is that it's mine. The etzem mitzias of matana, worse than giving you a matana that I'm doing for bad purposes. If I give you I buy a matana because I want to exploit you for something else, is bad. But if I steal from someone and give it to you as a matana, that's the worst. In other words, you're not even giving me anything of yours. It's b'chol giving something else. At least this way you gave something. Gzela is not a mikem, Adam. Adam, the definition, Rashi says Adam, kiyakriv means the metzias of the makriv is that he's giving something his. Whatever Adam HaRishon gave was a piece of himself. Everything belonged to Adam HaRishon, the whole world was Adam's, and the Mela, all of it was part of himself. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it all. Therefore, Pasha Karbonis, a person has to be Adamdik in the carbon. The only person that can bring a carbon is a person that this is his metzias. This chayfetz that he's giving is his metzias. Let's go, touch base with the other chazal. Let's go to the other chazal now. So all of Klai Yisrael gave zohav and pninim, and that was their carbon. And Moshe Rabbeinu was nafsha, was agum olav. He felt bad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, your dibur is chaviv to me. And again, the dibur could be Moshe's dibur, could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dibur to him. But he said the dibur, because sifsei das is yokar. Because the do is paid, less paid, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us there's another darga in this mahalach. Since in Karbonis, the das is the ikka, like we said before, that the giving a matana without thought is nothing. So that's why Chazal say the do is paid, my less paid. Das is the entire metzias of the matana. The kinyan lies in the das. There's one more area that shayach to a person that it's possible to have that type of mahalach, but it's much higher, and that's in the koyach hadibur. They say over. I don't remember if it was Sfas Emes. I think it was about Sfas Emes that he said once a vart, and it was a very dehaven of vart, and whoever heard it from him, was somebody much older, was very nispal. And he said, I'm not, the vart itself is very dehaven, but my ikis pilus is that he never would have said it if he hadn't been holding there. Sfas Emes didn't say something that wasn't him. In the koyach in dibur, it says v'shinantam levanecha ela talmidim. It means that just like bonim carry a piece of a person's etzem chiyus, every child carries a germ of the person's own chiyus. Talmidim dibur koyach dibur can carry that also. But in koyach hadibur, the pagam is much easier. In other words, gezel, people are nizah from. A person wouldn't go and take something that's not his, unless he really is a gazlan. Dvarim betalim is everybody. Avak lashon hara is everybody. Gzela is miut. The koyach of dibur doesn't carry this quality, because it's not really, it's very, very hard for a person to put himself into every dibur of his. But ultimately, if a person, and that's why when somebody apologizes and he gives a present, a costly present, if a person apologizes to me and he says, and he's giving a few $1,000 to tzedakah as an apology to me, so it makes it meaningful, because I know a few $1,000 is a shtick chiyus to him, and giving it means that he's serious about it. If he just apologizes and says, so we say, yeah, words are cheap. They don't mean anything. But if a person is on a darg of dibur, where a word doesn't come out unless he puts his neshama in it, unless he's putting himself in it, and his whole metzias is in the word, then an apology in words would be the same. It's the reason why we need to give, why matanis can only be, why matanis are more effective than diburim, is because in matanis we say the chiyus that costed him the money means that it's emes, that it's real. In any relationship with another person, we're looking for the amitius of the person, that the person really means that he wants it, that he's apologizing, that he likes me. In a matana, there's a balkorcha. If I decided to give such a matana, balkorcha, there's a piece of my chiyus in that. Diburim, because diburim are be'etzim, light and easy, it doesn't carry that weight in it. Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told him, Sifsei Das, when the Sfasayim have Das in it, then that's yoker. That's better. It's the ultimate. A piece of Shmata it has my chiyus in it, but it's in a blunt. The sheep of Yaakov Avinu has Yaakov's chiyus in it, but it's hidden in a sheep. In Dibur, if it has a person's chiyus in it, then it's much finer than the other one. It's a much finer match of where my chiyus lies in. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, all of the inyanim of the Mishkan are nidvas alev. They're all the zov was nidvas alev. The karbanis were bertzoinchem. The das is what makes him into a matana. The dokana malas play. The das is what makes them into matana. So for you, since the das is going to be in the diburim, it'll be a much finer. And that's why whether the pshat is Moshe Rabbeinu's own diburim or Kadosh Baruch Hu's dibur to Moshe, it means in the olam of diburim, Moshe Rabbeinu can do in the olam of diburim what other people needed to do in the olam of zov and avonim tovus and so on. One in yonim of Pesach. It says Pesach is that the Koyach HaDibur opened up of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was like an Uber before. An Uber is someone that can't speak. He's Oichel and Shoyser from his mother. He has a lot of body functions. Dibur is not his. One of the first thing that we wait to see the Chiyas of Uber is the Uber cry outside. It's some sort of exhibition of Koyach HaDibur. In as much as Adam is a Medaber, Uber is not a Medaber. It says in the Chiddush that even Uber Shemaimov said Shir al Hayam. That's an extraordinary nace of Kriyas Yamsuf. But an Uber is someone that doesn't have a pair, and that's the mitzvah of Uber. The Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim was lacking Koyach HaDibur. They were there, they had all the elements of Klal Yisrael, but they couldn't express it. And b'meilah, and when they went out, there was an opening of expression in the world, and that's why Pesach is mitzvah l'saper, the mitzvah l'shabech, l'hoidah, l'hal, all of those inyanim are mitzvahs of chol amar b'l'saper is a meshubach. All those inyanim are inyanim of dibur. The kilkul of dibur lies not so much meilah dvar masurim. There are specific things. The kilkul of dibur is when there is no chiyus of the person in the dibur. When the person's words don't carry any of his chiyus in it. And at least matanas, since it requires giving up something you did, and the kosi the matanas requires giving up more of yourself, then there's a balkarch of some self in it. In dibur, since it's so light and so cheap, it doesn't really carry the adam. That's Yaakov Mikem. There's no Mikem in it. The school of Inyanei Pesach is, you know, since in the Yontov of Pesach, we're starting Dibur again. We have to take that Inyan in the Inyan of Karbanis in both. First of all, kavanas in mitzvahs in general. The word kavana is not to think about something. The word kavana is to put yourself in it. The word kavana is that your mitzvahs be part of it. If a person takes a lulav and esrog without kavana, if a person eats a piece of matzah without kavana, so there's none of himself in that maisa. If a person does kavana, kavana is the awareness of what he's doing and being in it. That is chashev in all mitzvahs. In those in yonim like karbonis that are extra credit, that are like that, then certainly the person needs kavana. The one place where we almost have no sense of it is in the Olam HaDibur. That a person, even when a person wants to say things that are, the things themselves are good, but if there's no, to tell a person that he's a good person and not really feel it when you're telling it to him, not really putting a piece of yourself into it is nothing. Those diburim, it's like the matana that he's giving without any thought to it. The yokam mikoyle sifse das, that a person put his mind into his dibur. That's why, the kvad peh of Moshe Rabbeinu could be, or derech hadush maybe. Kvad peh means heavy. For us, dibur is not heavy. It's the easiest thing. It just flows. Kvad peh means that the person has to make a decision to speak. The person has to give his metzias over, and he has to decide, do I really think, or do I not really think like that? The school of these days is that the sifse das yokim mikol, that the person learn to put some of his self into his dibur. It's nagiyah dibur of tefillah. Kavana doesn't need to start thinking other things that a person attached files to his. Kavana means simply going through the words and being focused in the words. That's all it means. It means in Yanei Torah, when a person says something, he means what he says. He's saying what he thinks is emes at this point. And in Benon Chaveray, when a person puts his chiyos into his diburim, that when a person says something, he has to feel it. He has to live it. He has to be giving over something of his mitzias, something of his das in it. Those are the inyanim of Karbanis Karban Pesach. That a person can expand his chiyus into other things. He can expand it into metaltalim, and then when he gives it matonadik, it's not only chesedik out of rachmanis, out of a person out of not caring for the chayfids, but a person takes something that costed him in terms of time, effort, and so on, and he gives it. He can give a piece of chiyus to somebody, and that's the niflik world of matana. In the olam of mitzvahs, especially the mitzvahs that are extra credit, that Lincoln Shuras did and so on, a person has the ha'ara of giving himself, and ultimately, the biggest mile of a person is sifse das, that a person could put his mitzias and his chiyus and his emes into his koyach adibu. Chance.